your number one hit station in town.
This is Arisha Sound, and you're listening to Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio.
These actions don't stick, baby, 'cause my words got weight. We can't neglect the patience that it's gonna take. I'll swim through your mind, I will control you. Love the destination we'll ride to. This could be so
simple. On a very warm Thursday afternoon, how's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to the zone of LOTO Radio. I want to thank everyone for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity and allowing the Teddy Bear to take you on a spiritual journey of music substance. Lord have mercy. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to Chris Jasper. Thank you so much for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to get Chris Jasper's new album, For the Love of You. Available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and if you're feeling a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And speaking of adventurous, this very talented young brother, and he goes by the name of Kevin Ross, Lord have mercy, the new hit single, God is a Genius. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear and the Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio, Mr. Kevin Ross. Kevin, how are you doing this afternoon, my man?
Doing good, man. Thank you for having me.
Oh, man, the pleasure is truly mine. Congratulations on the new hit single.
Aha, thank you, man. God willing, for sure.
First thing I got to ask you, man, first thing I want to do, I want to applaud you for stepping away from Motown. And they say, Teddy, why are you going to applaud for that? Listen to what I'm saying, because I think a lot of times people on the outside looking get somewhat misconstrued, thinking that if you have the machine behind you, everything is gold and roses and milk and honey, and always whatever, all the glitter is definitely not gold. And I applaud you for being an independent artist, so now you have the complete creativity that you choose and you wish to have. How do you feel now as far as being an independent artist?
I feel good. You know, I'm learning a lot in this process, and I think that's what it's all about, is just evolving and challenging yourself, you know, especially with being an artist advocate. You know, I needed to take this step forward so that, you know, the people that will come after me, that they have a blueprint, not just within rap, but in R&B as well, you know, and striving to be successful and creating your own world and creating your own lane respectfully. You know, so that's what it's really about. Like, you know, sometimes the actions that you make and the sacrifices that you make are beyond you, and it's for, you know, the years ahead. So I'm grateful, man, and I'm just taking it all in.
You know, the vibe that I get from you is that there's nothing more liberating than having that level of freedom, being able to control one's destiny, where, you know, when you put out music, it's something that you're feeling and not just being contrived. Say, hey, look, we need you to A, B, and C, and D to be the quote-unquote flavor of the month, because you want to be true to yourself as an artist.
Absolutely.
Now, absolutely. The new single you just put out, you did a fantastic job, but that's me being a little bit biased, but I'm okay with that. But I want to speak to you as an artist. I want to ask you, how do you feel you did as far as with the finished product? Of course, God is a Genius.
You know what? I really, since the conception of it, you know, I really love the vibe. I love the energy. It kind of brought me back to a place that, you know, the freedom of being musical. You know, for the longest time, you know, years prior, you know, it was kind of frowned upon for me being young and then being musical. It was kind of like, you know, like a double negative in a sense. And it just, it, you know what I mean? It didn't make sense to them. they're just like, well, you're young, you need to, you know, do party records, or you need to, you know, do things that are, you know, kind of geared to the club. So now that I have my independence and I'm a little older, you know, it made a lot more sense for me to do a record like God is a Genius, because that's where R&B music is headed anyway, into a more musical kind of sense and tone. And so I wanted to be able to express myself musically and then also my ideals as well, you know, while still allowing for people to groove to the music. You know, I learned that early on where, you know, a lot of creatives, we get off on slower songs because we could pack a lot into it, you know, melodies, words, everything, you know. But I'm like, well, how can I deliver a message about love while still, you know, serving as a soundtrack for a cookout, or, you know, just to like let the drop top down or whatever the case may be. And, you know, I'm very proud of the product, you know, that God is a Genius is.
Well, it definitely resonates from the single. And you know what? One of the things that I've always admired about you, even now, is that you're taking complete creative control over your career.
Yeah.
Because one of the things I've always had the pleasure, as far as many, is the pleasure of speaking to so many different artists. The one thing you tell me, Teddy Bear, I want to have complete creative control of my art. I don't want to be put in a box and tell me that I have to direct my music to a particular kind of audience. Music
yeah.
is meant for everyone. There should be labels on anything. And I feel that when I'm listening to this music, when I'm listening to God as a Genius, like, okay, like you said, I can vibe with this at a barbecue. Or if I'm outside
yeah.
in my vehicle and I'm on the highway, I'm vibing with this. It's just the lyrics. You know, I'm a stickler for lyrics. And man, you did a great job, and your vocals have improved immensely. Where do you think you're at right now as far as being a songwriter?
I don't really know, to be honest. I don't even really think about it as much. I try to get get better with time as far as like writing wise. I could tell when I'm in a growth period because everything to me sucks. Like everything that I write, everything like currently I'm being like at the current, you know, moments that I'm writing, is like, oh man, it sucks. You know what I'm saying? That's
right.
When I know that I'm actually reaching towards something higher, something better, you know, something fresh. You know, because then as a writer, you have those strides where you like, man, I cannot be stopped. Somebody put me out because this is, you know what I mean? So you have those moments too, you know, where you just feel like everything that you write is just, it's so potent and it's so on point, and which is great. That's a great feeling. But then also just getting accustomed to those feelings when you're just like, when it just doesn't feel quite adequate, you know that you can write a song. So when people say, hey, why don't you, you know, do a song for such and such, I can do it. But then, you know, you listen to it and you're like, yeah, it's a song, but it's not, you know, it's not great, or it's not, you know, it doesn't move me in the same way that it possibly could have moved me, you know, 6 months prior or something like that.
Right. But what that tells me is that you're your own worst critic. And what that
For sure.
does, that improves you. That improves you as an artist, because you're not going to settle for anything
yeah.
less than perfection. Now, perfection can never be reached, but man, it's a
yeah.
hell of a joy trying to get to that perfection. Lord have mercy.
Absolutely.
It's a beautiful experience. And for those
Absolutely.
Who are tuning in, shame on you. But the Teddy Bear does forgive you. We're being joined by the super talented Kevin Ross. New single, of course, God is a Genius. Now, I must ask you, you have provided us with a slice of cheesecake with this new single. When can we expect a full course meal, an EP or an album from you?
Well, there is a project that is out. It's called Audacity Volume 1, which is available now on all streaming platforms and on iTunes as well. So make sure y'all go and get that. It featured a top 20 record, a thing called Love, which was another one of my babies, and God is a Genius is off of the forthcoming Audacity Volume 2. I wanted to give these great vibes. And so it's all leading up to, you know, the full-length album of Audacity. You know, I had one of my favorite aunts, she called me. And she was just like, when she heard Audacity Volume 1, she said, it's so different from, you know, everything else that you've done. Now, you know, my aunt is older. And so, you know, for her, I was giving kind of a new, fresh kind of perspective on where I was headed with R&B. I think that from previous works that I've done, that people, you know, would kind of easily stick me into more of a traditional, you know, style of R&B. And I think that that's cool that I'm able to do that. But I also wanted to, you know, allow for myself to stretch out and to be more progressive in a sense where challenging myself to say, okay, well, where do I think R&B is going? You know what I mean? Instead of where it's at or where it's been, but where is it going? But God is a Genius and Thing Called Love, I think, are definitely nods to appreciating the traditional style of R&B and my love for it. My love for artists like your Frankie Beverly's and your, you know, just classic kind of artists that has the staying power for over 30 to 40 years. That's something that I wanted. So I know that those kind of records need to be within the arsenal and the formula, but I still want to challenge myself and then challenge the genre to see how far I can push it as well.
Well, it's all about the journey. It's all about growth.
Yeah.
And being an artist. And
yeah.
Speaking of growth, I want to talk about, I don't like to use the term fans because it comes across as being generic. I want to talk about supporters. What has it meant to you? The supporters that have been with you from the beginning and right with you now, and the love and the feedback you've been receiving from the new single, God is a Genius. What has that meant to you as an artist?
It means everything, you know. I mean, I wouldn't have a platform, you know, if it wasn't for, you know, my supporters, my fans, my fam, my friends, everything, like just the whole entire base. You know, people have come in and became friends from different periods, and I still consider this the discovery period, you know, for Kevin Ross. I haven't reached the zenith where it's like I'm overexposed or it's like I have millions of eyes on me. I have moments where certain things, certain products that I can create may have millions of eyes and millions of ears on it. But as far as exposure to the whole brand, I still have a lot of more work to go before people who rock with me. I'm so grateful, man. Like, I can never take it for granted because, you know, there's nothing worse when you put time in. You don't want to be making music just for yourself. You know, you wanted to move people.
Without a question. And to all the listeners tuning in, be sure you stop by Kevin's official website. That's at kevinrossmusic.com. But if you're feeling a little bit more adventurous, hey, why don't you stop by his Instagram page? It's at instagram.com/KevinRossMusic. So far be it for me to deprive the many listeners out there of some blueprint music with substance and love. Lord and mercy. Let's get into it. The new hit single, of course, and God is a Genius. Vibing with the teddy bear, of course, Kevin Ross, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
You know that love, it changes like seasons. But being you, it feels so good.
Lord have mercy. Kevin Ross, new hit single, God is a Genius, here in the zone of LLTO Radio. And remember, family, the new single is available as we speak. And also, while you're there on all the social digital media outlets, be sure to pick up his album, of course, Lord have mercy, Audacity, Volume 1. It's available, of course, via iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, hey, Deezer. But again, if you're feeling a little bit more adventurous, be sure to stop by Amazon.com. Brother, I want to thank you first and foremost for taking time out of your busy schedule and vibing with the Teddy Bear and the listeners here in the zone. Think of us as your home away from home, and hopefully soon when this pandemic is over, God willing, that you'll come down to Houston. We would love to have you here in the studio and perform, man. Much continued success to you.
Thank you so much for having me, man. I really appreciate it. And I'll definitely get back down there, man, for sure.
All right, we're going to hold you that, man. Hey, continued success, man.